Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Like I said, I think Deebo Samuel, whether he's traded, you know, today or tomorrow, I think it, even if not, I think 2024 is probably his last season with the 49ers. So you just need depth at that position going forward if you're going to run Kyle Shanahan's offense effectively. So it does make sense. And again, I think it's all about fit. Like, I know a lot of people will talk about other receivers they might have liked better. It's like Kyle Shanahan is super specific in terms of what he looks for in receivers. And based on what I know in covering him and you know, talking to people with the 49ers, Pearsall is somebody who definitely fits what Kyle Shanahan looks for. And if you can get a guy that matches the athletic profile, matches sort of the skill set profile, then Kyle Shanahan's gonna jump at that guy, because ultimately this is his team, right? Like, he's the number one decision maker in that building. And if, you know, if it was a defensive head coach, maybe they take Johnny Newton, the defensive tackle out of Illinois, even though, you know, he has a foot injury, which, you know, I thought he was going to go maybe in the teens, early 20s. He ended up falling out of the first round. That's somebody to keep an eye on potentially for the 49ers if they like him in round two. We'll see. But yeah, I thought receiver makes sense just given the premium that Kyle Shanahan has on it, given, you know, the way his offense moves.
What do you think about this team on the defensive end? One of the better defenses in the league all year last year. Kind of limped into the Super Bowl with two spotty outings or whatever the case may be, but it feels like the starters are still there, right? Like, you're still looking at a team that of the 11 starters, nine of them should be back, you know. But where can they look to improve specifically in this draft on the defensive end?
Yeah, I think they could use some talent along the defensive line. I think that's always sort of the default answer when you don't have DeForest Buckner or Eric Armstead anymore, and you don't really have a true long-term option. I mean, Leonard Floyd is a nice player, and I thought that was a good signing for the Niners. A stable player, a guy who could potentially play, you know, three downs. That makes a lot of sense. But, you know, we haven't seen it from Drake Jackson, like their second round pick from a couple years ago, who hasn't proven to be a viable long-term option. So maybe another edge guy. But again, it's hard to find edge guys outside of the first couple rounds. So if they go offensive line in round two here, then, you know, it's going to be hard to expect somebody they draft in round three or later at edge to really come in and contribute. A bigger picture question I have about the Niners is, you know, we've known them to be a front to back defense since Kyle Shanahan has been here. They've prioritized the defensive line and then built sort of backwards. Nick Sorensen, their new defensive coordinator, is a guy who played safety in the league. And I wonder, you know, cause there's a debate that happens in NFL circles. Like, do you build front to back or back to front? And yeah, you have Nick Bosa, but, you know, outside of Nick Bosa, you have Javon Hargrave, good player. Is he an elite player? I don't know that he's an elite player. So do you look at your defense and say, maybe we start building back to front? And maybe that comes in the form of drafting a cornerback or a safety in round two and trying to really fortify the back end. And maybe, you know, maybe even they draft a linebacker because you're looking at a scenario where you're not going to have Drake Greenlaw maybe for an extended period of time after he tore his Achilles in the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. So I do wonder if there is going to be a shift where it's like kind of back to front because they haven't had the opportunities to add premium talent along the defensive line because they are giving out so much money to other positions on the roster. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder, like, you know, is the emphasis going to be on cornerback and safety play and maybe linebacker play as opposed to what we've seen from the 49ers since 2017, which has typically been, you know, dump a whole lot of resources into the defensive line.
Let's shift our attention, of course. Night two of the draft can be heard here beginning at 4 o'clock on ESPN 1320. Let's shift our attention here just for a couple of minutes, Chris, to the Sacramento Kings. Said goodbye to the 2023-2024 version of the Sacramento Kings earlier this week. It does, and I'm still not watching the Oklahoma City New Orleans series. I refuse to. You are part of all of the... Is it?
It's a good series.
Well, I admittedly saw the end of game one. Yeah, there's nothing good about game two.
It was an asshole.
I don't know why New Orleans can't play against anyone other than Sacramento. You were at that debacle live last Friday night. I don't know. I guess we'll start with a generic question. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, that's really a tough one because coming off of last year when the Kings were the 3 seed, you would say, you know, look at their trajectory and where they finished. You could say, man, this team is going to be in this mix going forward. And then the rest of the West got a lot better and a lot healthier. And now you started to see why, you know, progression isn't always linear. You know, I think that my big takeaway is it's going to take Monty McNair to a lot of creativity from him to improve this roster this offseason. Because you look at the assets the Kings have, I know there was a lot of talk about the tradable contracts that they signed last offseason, whether it was Harrison Barnes, you know, Chris Duarte, whoever else, that the Kings had a lot of assets to go make a move. And now it's, I would ask, like, is Harrison Barnes a trade asset that other teams are going to be really interested in on that contract? Like, he's a very solid player and a dependable veteran, no doubt. But is Harrison Barnes at $17 million going to be part of a package that gets you a legitimate difference maker? And, you know, are the Kings going to be willing to trade a bunch of draft picks as a small market team relative to other teams, like to go get a guy who could help put them over the top? I think these are fair questions and these are really difficult decisions for Monty McNair to make. And, you know, I also wonder, like, Malik Monk is clearly the biggest question in the offseason. Like, and I tend to believe that somebody's going to offer more than what the Kings can, that $17 million a year over 4 years. And maybe it's a short-term deal, so Malik hits another bite at the free agency apple. Again, and maybe he decides to come back because of his relationship with De'Aaron Fox and Mike Brown. That's certainly possible. But, you know, if somebody like Orlando looks, you know, if they flame out against Cleveland and they offer Malik $100 million, I'd have a hard time believing Malik Monk would stay in Sacramento, pay 13% in, you know, state income tax in California when he can go make $100 million in Florida and not have any state income tax, right? Like, that's a very substantial amount of money we're talking about. I don't know what the answers are. I wonder if your best bet is to just hope Keegan Murray improves and, you know, maybe you get more out of Sasha Vezenkov, maybe you get some improvement from Chris Duarte. But ultimately, like, it's up to Keegan Murray to continue growing, to turn into an all-star level player. It's up to De'Aaron Fox to elevate his game from, you know, all NBA type talent to, like, can he get into the Jalen Brunson MVP first team NBA discussion? I think that's what the Kings need for them to, you know, go deeper into the playoffs or get into the playoffs and win a couple rounds. So, you know, and can Domantas Sabonis improve as a scorer? I think that's, you know, we know he can facilitate, we know he can rebound, but can he score? Like, can he be another go-to option? Because I think the Kings need other go-to options, particularly in lieu of, you know, Malik Monk potentially leaving. So, you know, that's a long-winded way of saying Monty McNair is a really, really difficult offseason, and it's going to take a lot of creativity, and it might take, you know, nailing a draft pick with, you know, what, the 14th overall pick in a draft class that isn't believed to be that strong. Maybe he does it, maybe not. If he does, it would be a huge development for the Kings. But, I mean, overall, you got, I mean, Keon Ellis, great story. And the fact that you got Keon Ellis, controllable player, two-way player, can shoot, can defend, I think that's a huge development for the Kings. So if they can find more diamonds in the rough like Keon Ellis and maybe swing a trade or two, you know, maybe they can be in that mix next year again. But the West doesn't appear to be going anywhere. A lot of these teams are going to be sticking around, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be similarly difficult for the Kings to get back to the playoffs next year as it was this year.
You know, guys, to me, one of the probably the biggest decision that needs to be made, or upgrade that needs to happen, is going to be Keegan Murray's development. Keegan's going to have to. He was good this year. He was good as a rookie. He improved, you know, this year. But he's going to have to take another step, another leap next year to be more of a reliable scorer, consistent shot taker and shot maker for this team. Because I think for the most part, like, there's ways where they can improve their numbers. Like, De'Aaron can be a better free throw shooter. Sabonis, maybe a better free throw shooter. Maybe take one or two more shots a game or something like that. But for the most part, I think those two are maxed out, and that's not even a bad thing. Like, these are two All-NBA caliber players. Like, they had All-NBA caliber seasons. And asking DeMontis, you got to be a little better next year. What? The guy was 20-13-8. Like, that's a lot to ask. De'Aaron Fox, 26, almost 27 points a night, 5 assists, and one of the best point guard defenders in the league. So I think they can maintain that. But asking them, saying, like, yo, you need to be better, that's kind of asking a lot. I think Keegan, and that's a spot where he can develop. He can be a better basketball player, and that could help elevate this team. And that's one aspect that could help elevate this team. But there's room for improvement with Keegan Murray.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the play-in was a perfect example, right? He was one of the best players on the floor against the Warriors, and a huge reason why the Kings blew out Golden State in that game. And then getting matched up against Trey Murphy in New Orleans, you know, like that, the Trey Murphys of the world, those are the guys that Keegan Murray has to, like, get buckets against, like, because there are a lot of those types of players in the Western Conference who are long, who are going to get matched up on Keegan. And if Keegan's going to ascend to that level you're talking about, he's going to have to be more productive against those guys. And I'm not saying it was disappointing that Keegan didn't have a great game in New Orleans, because he's a second year guy, and that's a tough spot against, you know, really long, good defenders. But that's just what the challenge is for him. It's, you know, he's going to be going up against those types of guys in big moments as his career goes on. And he's going to need to, you know, be more consistent, be more like the guy who played against Golden State than the guy who played against New Orleans.
Thanks.
Great stuff, Chris, man. Always great to catch up with you, my friend. Thank you for being so generous with your time and hanging out with us on what I know is a really busy 3-day stretch for you guys.
Oh, it's all good. I appreciate you guys having me, as always, and hopefully we can catch up for a beverage sometime soon.
Oh, absolutely. Man, you got that. Absolutely. That's it. I'm partial to Candlestick Chronicles beer.
I still haven't had one. I need me some Candlestick Chronicles beer.
You know, I'm not a beer drinker. That stuff's not bad.
I need to try it.
Yeah, that brewery. What's the spot you guys
Cooperage.
Do? Yeah, that's a really great spot.
I need to try it.
Yeah, that's
Cooperage
really
in Santa
spot.
Rosa. Shout out to my people in at Cooperage for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, good stuff. Appreciate
Kenny,
you, Chris.
Kenny, you an IPA guy?
I don't know what kind of beer guy I am. I'm not really a big beer guy, but I'll try all of them. So, you know, yeah, whatever, right, whatever, man. I'm with it.
We'll make that happen.
All right.
Thanks, Chris. That's our man, Chris Biederman, right there. Make sure you are subscribed to the Candlestick Chronicles podcast. You can stay caught up. You're not a big alcohol guy, period.
I'm not.
You like clear liquids with a fruity drink in it.
I'm literally the definition of I drink socially.
Fact. Yeah. That's a shoot. That's the only time I ever see. Of course, how would I know if you were drinking otherwise? But regardless.
Hey, we're going to come back, but you ready for NBA playoff basketball? Afternoon NBA playoff basketball?
Is that today? Yeah. Oh, we got the Pacers about to start here in a few minutes?
It's about to go down in like 15 minutes.
Oh, no wonder NBA countdown is on. I kept thinking, like, is this because of the draft? What are they doing? Okay. Yep, I got you. Yeah, we're about to have a basketball game on. Unbelievable. Stilo and Casey here on ESPN 1320.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Watch the show live or on demand on Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook. Now, back to D-Lo and KC, presented by Sky River Casino.
Life at Odyssey.
Episode season 2, episode 3.
My goodness.
Wasted.
No, here she comes. Hey, do me a favor while you're in here real quick. Can you touch your nose with your... No, that's not how you do it. Like, you'd be arrested right now. Yes, you would. Okay, no, now we're on the air. Do you want to talk about the draft last night or basketball? Or? Okay, get out. Get out.
Kim, a.k.a. Glorilla.
You want... Okay, no, okay. Thanks, Mom. No, this is good. No, this is good. We're wiping our screen. This is great. No, thank you for being here. You're doing a bang-up job. Okay. Yeah. Are we?
My bad. Go ahead. Do your little show.
Fritos, chili cheese.
Throw some red flags.
Or Doritos, Cool Ranch.
Okay. Unbelievable. I swear to God. You see this, Joe? This is what we. This is what you're signing up for, Joe. This right here. Go ahead, Joe. You could talk on the air. It's fine. Why not? Kimberly just did.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. There you go. Yep, Joe's scared to death. Joe, yep. Poor Joe. Joe is scared to death.
Oh, man.
And this is she gave me this thing to wipe the screen. It smells like death.
This is terrible.
Well, no, I was going to say the reason it's not the wipe that smells like alcohol. Does anybody else work in an environment like this one?
This environment is crazy.
I'm going to guess not.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
People blowing off meetings to go on Instagram and toast.
This really is like a rude awakening.
This
like,
is a I'm terrible. Like, oh, is this is that what this is for? Because this is overly saturated. Why are you bringing me that?
Because you don't want that.
Okay. Thank you.
This I like George Kim.
This was very nice of you. No, I just said it was very nice of you.
Appreciate you, drunk Kim.
No, that's fire. So no, it's good.
I like drunk Kim. She's nice.
She really is.
She's nice every day.
She's like her sister.
Like what? Like your sister.
Okay. No, I'm sure you are. Just keep telling yourself that. No, y'all, she is lit. She's probably thinking I'm going
to... Complex going to have to give her a ride home today.
Hold on.
Do you? Also, what's your favorite curse word?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Alfonso.
Oh, no.
Alfonso tweeting.
Oh, no.
I love Alfonso, man. He's on top of his game. All right.
So there's so many things.
Cass says, some of us work from home. Can't relate. Nah, I got you, bro. There were 2 whole years we worked at home, man.
Crazy.
Can you believe that?
That was crazy.
2 whole years we worked at home and missed
it. We worked it out too, man. I was always itching to get in here, man. I was, for a number of different reasons. Number one, I'd always have to be told to be quiet at home.
Like, well,
talking too loud. So I was like, all right.
That's pretty funny.
I need to get out so I can do my Chris Broussard if I want to.
Chris Broussard, all right.
So, yeah. There's so many things that
I don't know what's crazier, Kim drinking at lunch or the fact that NBA basketball is about to start in like 5 minutes.
The sun just rose and they're about to play a game.
No. Salute.
NBA playoffs. Okay, a couple things that just literally just popped up. During this whole, well, jeez.
Wow. During, all right, Kyle Shanahan, relax.
During this break. Well,
that's the worst screen. I'm so
nah, it is.
Angry
I need a
right
dry
now.
Paper towel.
Yeah, I need
afterwards.
To fix this. I swear to God, man. She hands me this here, wipe your screen, and now it looks like my screen was submerged in water.
And then my.
There's no way what she handed us was for a computer screen. This thing is going to short out in like 5 seconds.
It did
seconds.
Say screen cleaner, though.
It must have meant a 75-inch television. Because it sure as hell didn't mean my little punk-ass computer. Goodness gracious.
Oh, man. Okay. So, all right, let's do it this way. There's three prize boxes.
Okay.
Which one do you want to start with? 1, 2, or 3?
There's got to be an easier way to do this.
I'll just have it. Let's just go with it.
Two.
Did you see that Dominic Mysterio is getting Tommy John surgery?
I didn't. I knew he was hurt and saw the – I saw he was – okay, thank God. God damn it. Thank you, Charlie.
Charlie's brought in paper towels in here.
Charlie, who does not miss a single second of ESPN programming, brought us these – man, incredible. Absolutely incredible. All right, now I can actually see my computer screen again. I did not know Dominic Mysterio was getting Tommy John surgery. Tommy John. I knew he was hurt. I don't ever think I've heard of a...
Neither have I.
Not that he's a civilian, he's an athlete, but I don't think I've ever heard of anyone outside of a baseball player getting Tommy John surgery.
Or a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's about it. So... Yeah, I saw that somebody mentioned it. Frank, I think, mentioned
what
it.
What is the timeline for that in professional wrestling?
I got to think the rest of the year, at least. Like, my
rest
thought is.
Rest of the
if
year,
he,
it's April. Yeah.
If he comes back and be at the Rumble, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. I won't ask you again. We'll just go to number 3.
Okay.
Which is, did you see the Clippers series trailer?
No, the FX joint for Donald Sterling. No, I saw that it had emerged. Okay, so before we leave wrestling, did you see Tony Khan at the draft last night?
I saw a picture. I didn't hear what he said. Well, I heard about what he said, but I didn't see the clip. And,
I don't think he said anything that I'm aware of. I'm not sure. Did he?
Yeah, he like alluded to WWE being Harvey Weinstein.
He said that at the NFL draft?
I believe so. I saw the video.
Oh, my God.
I saw the video because he was on NFL Network, right?
Okay. No, I saw him at the draft.
Oh, no. I saw him on NFL Network. He had the neck brace on. And
yeah, that's what I was alluding to was the fact he was selling he's selling the Meltzer driver that he got from the Young Bucks at the NFL draft with his dad behind him like, I can't believe this kid is mine.
And he said, now, like I said, I haven't seen the clip, so I don't know for sure, but I've seen it in two different captions that he said the WWE is like Harvey Weinstein or something like that.
Yeah, I missed that.
Wow.
I'm gonna have to that's a tough one. Though I understand why he made the comparison.
Well,
it's not the WWE. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, hopefully they got Harvey.
Oh, wow. He did say that. I this is
yeah, we
yeah this
play
is
that.
this is going
I gotta
on
hear
screen.
That.
Hang on, let me because I can't imagine the guys in the NFL or at the NFL Network responded to this.
Yeah, what is their response? Yo, what if he came on our show and he said something like that? I'd be like, yo, Harvey or Tony, relax.
Okay. Hold on. I literally found it's on Awful Announcing. Come on now. Where is it?
Kim is ridiculous.
Kim is absolutely ridiculous. Sorry. I'm trying to find this clip and it's taking me significantly longer than it should. So my apologies. It's literally on my screen that I just had to squeegee dry.
Like he was at the gas station cleaning his windshield.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is from the NFL Network. Here's Tony Khan with the neck brace on.
Come on, this still shot crazy, bro.
selling the angle from the night before.
Yeah. And we're up against a really evil juggernaut. WWE is our competitor. That's who we're facing. AEW, like the Pepsi of pro wrestling. WWE is like the Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling. And I'm really proud of what we do down here.
I would have the same reaction.
Yeah, they did not. They did not appreciate that at all.
I would have the same reaction.
What are the doctors telling you? Well, you know, to be honest, I think you're going to have to tune in to this AEW idiot. To find out.
This idiot. Jesus Christ. This goofball right here. Goodness gracious. What an absolute idiot. Tune in to my program.
Yeah, they Shad may have to like bring somebody in to help the son out.
It's like hiring a football person to handle football matters. You don't bring in somebody else to run this program.
Yeah, you got to, cuz he's hurting the product.
There was another clip that I wanted here. That's a tough look.
That's
a really, really tough look on the NFL Network. Let's see.
Crazy.
Is this Rich Eisen? This is still the NFL Network here. Here's Rich Eisen last night.
Jacksonville Jaguars were on the clock, 17th all, but they traded down as
Look
Tony
at this
Khan
idiot.
Becomes the first ever NFL executive in a draft room, shaking off the effects of a pile driver he received on national television in a wrestling ring the night before.
Yo, that's crazy.
So here's why.
That's crazy.
Here's why to our friend at WCW, who just loves AEW so much, who was begging for this moment, right? He was absolutely begging for Tony Khan NFL. To sell the pile driver at the NFL draft. This idiot is just smiling. Look at him. He's like just smiling through the whole thing. He's not selling anything except he's wearing a neck brace.
Look at Shad Khan. He's just like, my gosh.
Such is life when you mix AEW and the NFL. Tony Khan, hang in there, buddy.
Oh, for God's sakes. My goodness.
I didn't see that. That is hilarious.
What a circus. An absolute circus.
That is hilarious. Oh, man. Yo.
Tony Khan out here selling a pile driver. I once saw Jim Ross burned on national television, and he showed up to work the next week.
Oh man, Tony Khan.
You know
Tony
what? Speaking of JR, did you hear what Joel is dealing with?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I've never so he has Bell's palsy. Mm-hmm. And any wrestling fan knows that's what JR had. Mm-hmm. And has. JR has written and discussed like his two most serious bouts. One of them happened in the mid-90s, right around the fake Razor and fake Diesel thing. Mm. And he said it happened like overnight. Like he woke up and when he looked in the mirror, it scared him to death.
So real quick, and now I'm learning, right? His rant wasn't planned that way. Because you said it happened the night before. Remember his rant?
No. It didn't happen the night before.
Oh, okay.
It happened before. Gotcha. It was it, but it's in that time frame, like they worked it into the storyline.
Gotcha.
but he that's like crazy. Like Vince know. like he was taken off TV. He was eventually fired. He was brought back. When they brought him back is when they did that bit and they worked the illness into it. Mm-hmm. So he said it happened while he was asleep and it caused his Bell's palsy is like a facial paralysis. Mm. And that's why, for those that heard Joel, like, I just hope it doesn't ruin my looks. Like, what it does is, like, it, for those who saw JR at that time, like, it changes the shape of your face. Like, the symmetry changes. Like, you lose the ability to control the muscles in your face, and it just kind of, like, drops. The second one he got, he was awake for, and he said it was excruciatingly painful. And so I don't. Joel looked different last night. Like, his face looked different last night. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what type. Like, again, the only person I know who has openly discussed this is Jim Ross. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of pain he has been in dealing with that. Yeah. It could be minor. It could be excruciating. Yeah. But it's such a unique. You just don't hear about it very often. So when I heard Bell's palsy referenced into Joel Embiid, the only person I know to compare that to is Jim Ross.
That's scary, to be honest with you. I mean,
and when you look in Jim Ross, you go to WrestleMania 15, the first time he appeared on television, he was gone for months. Yeah. So when you look back at The Rock Mankind stuff, it's always Michael Cole, mm-hmm. because JR is dealing with that. Even when he came back, his face. This was months.
Yeah,
his mouth was crooked. It was really difficult for him to speak. He often had like a towel or some type of wipe with him to, you know, because he
drooled.
Yeah. So again, I don't know what level or grade Joel is dealing with this, but that is such a bizarre injury that, again, according to, can be brought on by stress. Like, JR's second attack happened after his mother died, like hours after his mother died. So, you know, Joel, I don't think it's crazy to rule out playing through this injury, the pressures of trying to take this Philadelphia 76ers team to a championship and be successful this season could be having a very legitimate, measurable effect on his health.
Facts. Yeah, man, take care, Joel, man, and. Just hope everything's all right, man, for sure.
Yeah, there's still no reason to pull Mitchell Robinson down like you did last night.
That is not
or knee my light-skinned brother in the groin. There's no reason to do all of that.
No.
But again, like, I hope my man is okay. And now I think back, I wonder if that's why he's looking down. Because he did it again a little bit differently. He did it again yesterday.
Yeah.
So they won.
Yeah.
He scores 50. He's at the podium this time and not the locker. And it's not as dramatic, and it's probably because of the camera angle. It's not as dramatic as the locker room where everything is like looking down at him because he's sitting down and he's not lifting his head up. But he is at the he's looking down at the table. Now, a lot of guys do that, you know, box scores, different things like that. But he's consistently with his head down, and I wonder if it's the paralysis in his face that he's – you know how he might be self-conscious about
absolutely.
It and is looking down.
Yeah. Damn.
So
man, that was crazy.
I feel a little bit bad for telling him, hey, you can't do that
right.
the other day. But if this is why he's doing it, then brother, I understand.
It was just crazy to see that tweet from Woj and hear that was, you know, what he was doing with. I was like, my goodness, like this is crazy. The first thing I thought was this poor guy. Like he just can't catch a break in any way. Any form or fashion.
Yeah. So
get well soon, Joel, for sure. That the Clippers thing, I was just seeing if you had seen that. I mean, I'm definitely going to be tapping in for that. That's going to be, I think it starts in June, maybe May. I can't remember. But that may be a winning time type review show that we have.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it looks crazy. I mean, the casting is crazy. Although Lawrence Fishburne does a pretty good Doc Rivers. I didn't hear him, you know, with the voice. He didn't have that, so to speak. But the look, he's got a good Doc Rivers look for sure. So, oh, come on, man. Sal said someone called it losing time.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Come on.
Oh, they got Ed O'Neill as Sterling. Oh,
they got
some
notable people in there, man. They got I forgot my boy. What's his name? Well, Uncle Murder.
Let's hear it.
No, Uncle who? Murder?
Is it Uncle Murder? I don't think you watch. Who was the rapper in P-Valley?
I never got back to P-Valley.
The fabulous Clippers and our new coach, Doc Rivers.
That old man kind of looked like him.
Yeah.
We are going to win this year, and it will change your life.
Look at you. Is that Havarti?
Mm. Are you trading DeAndre Jordan?
Excuse me?
Is that V?
This is my assistant, V.
I'm Mr. Sterling's right-hand arm. We have a Ferrari. Oh, hi, Mrs. Sterling.
I love my calendar, girl.
It's the rise of the takers. I hired somebody to follow the money. She's suing me. I need to show them that I have the power.
Are you stupid or something?
Oh, no.
Don't bring black people to my games.
Oh,
having fun? I know we are.
Is that Blake Griffin?
What's your wingspan?
Everybody up. We have to protect the players.
The season ticket holders are used to a certain amount of access.
I'm used to a certain amount of people acting freaking normal.
Tape recording of you and V. It's out.
Tell me what's on the tape.
Certain statements about...
What in the... What?
That can't be true.
You think I'm a racist?
No.
Dude is literally saying that I'm a piece of crap.
I'm your owner.
You're not my owner. Every second counts. Players love me.
We literally hate you.
Wait a second. Oh, okay. We're going to have to go through the video back.
There's Lil Murder. That's what they call him. Lil Murder.
Is that Chris Paul?
I think it is.
It's Chris Paul.
I think Lil Murder is Chris Paul.
Our whole world is burning down. For what?
This is fire.
That's JJ.
This is JJ Redick.
Are we bad people?
Doesn't matter.
Clipped.
I follow all of the players, but none of them follow me back. Well,
okay. No one is going all the way. No one's doing that in an ice bath. I need to go through this. We need to look at this a little bit
so
more.
So Blake Griffin is the guy who played in Insecure, who was married, that guy who was married to and was messing with Molly.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
He actually got the girl's name is Dominic something. The Lawrence's girlfriend on the show, he got her pregnant in real life.
Okay. All right. Well, he plays Blake. And I think your man Lil Murder was definitely Chris Paul. We did see JJ Redick somewhere in here. Oh man, we're all about this. We are all over that. There's Chris Paul. Yeah, right there. There's Chris Paul.
Lil Murder's Chris Paul.
There's Chris Paul.
Lil Murder is Chris Paul. Let's go.
Oh, I'm so hyped for this. Man, I hate that Ed O'Neill looks like Donald Sterling.
Nah, he killed that role.
He killed that role. They could have had you as Doc, because I don't know that voice works. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
This is spectacular.
They killed the casting here. Absolutely.
I don't know what prize box this number was, but this was the one right here. I saw it kind of pop up yesterday, but didn't...
I saw it, too. I didn't really dive into it too much. I saw it without the...
There's DeAndre.
DeAndre. Yep.
There's DeAndre.
I don't know who DeAndre is. I don't know who's playing him. Yeah, but that's crazy.
Wonder if they use John's Grant Napier audio for this show. John, Bull, can you... I'm a little upset, too. Look at Doc's hair.
Oh, no, they did
that. Look
at
Doc's hair.
They did that.
That man had to get painted every day he walked on set.
They did that.
I love Lawrence Fishburne. Pops.
Oh, man. And there is Jay. We don't know who's playing JJ, though. We saw him take a shot. That's Jamal Crawford.
It was Jamal Crawford.
Yeah, Jamal Crawford in there. We got to figure out who's playing him. I mean, I think we could probably look, but that would take away the fun. Oh, was that Matt Barnes? Yeah, that's. Oh no, he is playing Matt Barnes.
That's Matt.
Guy,
yeah,
that guy is playing Matt Barnes.
Yeah,
not Blake
that's 22.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay, Matt.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to get Matt back on the show. Ask him about. There's JJ.
There's JJ. Oh, somebody, JJ got hurt.
That might be JJ. That's actually JJ. Who plays JJ Redick? JJ Redick. Oh, I'm all about this.
Oh, in the chat, they were saying they drew on his tats. That's funny. His name was Drew on Insecure, I think. Or it might be in real life.
I'm all about this. We'll come back.
I still got one more story. I was about to say I got one more box, though.
Well, all right.
We got one more story.
Jamil, hang tight. We'll get to your call. 916-909-1320. James Hamm, top of the hour. Dealing with Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Get in the conversation. 916-909-1320. Now, back to D'Lo and KC. Presented by Sky River Casino on ESPN 1320.
Man, fascinating question that we of all people should have thought about. Someone asked Dave Meltzer, does Amazon getting the NBA put Warner Brothers Discovery in a tough spot to negotiate with AEW? And he responded, at this point, I don't know it changes things yet, but you ultimately it will be a factor, meaning it could revamp how they handle their network.
NBA help out, you know, promotion of the if so that's the NBA, not there.
So they're a little more bought in. I mean, there's a million different things. They're a little bit more bought into live sports. Mm-hmm. That could, you know, start to change. What would the rights fees ultimately be for wrestling as a standalone rather than – which they obviously negotiated as a standalone. But you're like the premier home mm-hmm. for the NBA. Or right, certainly right. One of them.
That helps with – you know, being able to set a certain price.
Yeah, right, right. There could be a variety of things at play, man. Interesting. There will certainly be fallout once these deals are announced. If for some reason Warner Brothers / TNT is not a part of this and it winds up being NBC instead. Mm. Let's get to these phone lines because James Hamm's going to join us at the top of the hour. And I know you got one more thing you wanted to.
One more thing that probably has nothing to do with. With what we're talking about with James.
Okay, we'll get to it. Let's get Jamil first. 916-909-1320. Jamil, what's up, baby?
What's up, boys? How y'all doing?
We good, man. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. I had a scenario I wanted y'all to elaborate on a little bit, real quick. So you know how they interview the players that listen to an interview with Sabonis, how, you know, some of the the sports people were asking him, hey, did you guys try to convince Malik into staying? He's like, oh, yeah, negotiations between us and Malik started at summer camp. So I wanted y'all to elaborate on this. When it comes to our two Supermax players, Sabonis and Fox, do you think at that level, since they have such a good relationship, Fox and Monk, do you think they're like in between them, they say, hey, you know what, let's just see where the offers are at. We'll cover some of the differential of what the team for you to stay here. Do y'all think that happens at that?
Nah.
As I'm saying, do y'all think that happens at that level?
Nah.
And two, I heard Drapes earlier saying that he
who?
Kyle Drapes.
I don't know.
Is there a Kings game today?
No. He has a show, man.
Really?
Hey.
Fascinating.
He said that they might be a one-for-one option from Malik. Do y'all think that's possible, too, where he could, you know, option as far as, like, just talk about that a little bit, boys. Thank you.
No, you took an L today, Jamil. You took, like a massive L.
And he was like, no, he has a show. Yeah, no, yeah. No, it comes on in the afternoon. Yeah, yeah.
No, nothing you asked is realistic. One, players do not do that. That's not a thing at all. Two, I don't think 1+1 is it like an option?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is it realistic? Absolutely not.
I don't.
Or at least not in my estimation.
Yeah,
not.
I don't think so.
Go, nor should it be. Go get your money.
Yeah.
And if you have an offer for I don't think you do, but if you have an offer for $100 million, go get that. Mm-hmm. Don't sign a 1+1 and then you opt out. And then, you know, you sign the big deal. Don't do that. You just got hurt. If I were advising my client, And I'm the wise man here. Absolutely not.
So absolutely not. So that kind of goes into something that I want to talk about, too, that I was thinking about. And, you know, we could talk about it with James as well.
Trapes.
I'm probably in the in the minority with this one. But everybody has said, you know, Malik, if it's $100 million out there, go get the bag. Go get the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Go get the bag. Mm-hmm. Get the money. And if I was advising Malik, I would tell him just what's on the table. And you've also said if you're advising him, you'd have him thinking past just this contract, mm-hmm. which is the right thing to do as well. But I'm
not advising him to sign a one plus.
No, that's not an option to me. I mean, it's literally an option, but it's not an option.
Yeah.
But I would also like talk to Malik, and I'd say, Malik, man, I know everybody's telling you go get the bag. Do what you feel is right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't think because, say for instance, somebody's offering you $100 million. But you really want to stay in Sacramento. Don't think you have to go get $100 million.
Yeah, stay in Sacramento. But stay in Sacramento for $78
million. No, for sure. But people are saying, oh, 78 can't compare to 100. Yeah, we know all that. But it also depends on the individual. But I would like to think, I haven't been in these situations, I would like to think if I was in Malik's situation, money wouldn't be my first priority.
I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Like fit, like opportunity because of what he went through in Charlotte, because of what he went through in Los Angeles.
Yeah, or just because I like it where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we're here, like in this situation with two radio stations or something like that. If down south they're offering me,
they tried
$150,000 a year, and they're offering me $100,000.
You gonna take a pay cut?
Not a pay cut. That is a big increase.
Mm.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right, I don't make the D-Lo money. But if $150,000 and here they're offering me $100,000,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility for me to stay here because I like it here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still getting respected, mm-hmm. you know, financially. And my family's
good.
That's
a great example. That's a great example because they ain't going to care nothing about you over there.
And I know where I'm at. I know mm-hmm. what it is here.
Yeah, I guarantee you, the show we did today with those commercial breaks that we had, that ain't happening over there.
You didn't have commercial breaks. Well, like,
we don't. Yeah. Ones. Yeah. Like, nah. Like, that stuff isn't happening. And that's a great example because that's probably the realest way we could break down, like, the Malik Monk situation is we could go over there. They've tried to recruit us. Mm-hmm. They knew it would cost them. I ain't going there.
And my whole thing with staying somewhere is as long as, once again, I'm being respected financially and I don't, my family ain't got to worry and I'm good. I would seriously consider where I want to be
mm-hmm.
more than, man, that's $30 million more. You have mm-hmm. to take that. Maybe. For some people, maybe.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know.
I think the difference between – you're right. You're right. The problem – the difference, it's not a problem, is we're talking in – even though the money terms that you use, those are good dollar figures for people to earn as a living.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very nice living. There's nothing life-changing about that. Like, we're working next year and the year after and the year after and the year after that. When you start talking about sums in the range of, you know, $30 million, you're starting to establish the ability to not work when you're done playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can diminish that. Like, I 100% agree with you, which is the reason we started the look past this contract to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And can you get that in San Antonio? Can you get that in Orlando? Orlando scored 121 points last night. They don't need Malik. No, we can cut this whole thing out. They look fantastic.
Cole Anthony is fantastic.
Well, what you going to do over there? Get three shots? Like, Gary, what you going to do? Get 3 points? I ain't going to do that, man. But I would, you know, it's different when you're talking NBA dollars. Mm-hmm. And you have to make sure, like, how does this money, because this is the question I would ask, how does this money affect my, how does this $30 million not affect next year or the next 10 years? How does it affect my life when I retire? And can I say confidently that I'll be able to, in a roundabout way, talking about that next contract, make that up? Mm-hmm. And if I don't, is that okay?
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.